This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Caution, Sean, Rich, and Ted are about to mock people and the dumb stuff they've done. But they'll do it with all due respect.
With all due respect. And remember, I'm saying with all due respect.
The Triple Threat is on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. We're live at Little Woodrow's on Shepherd. Sean Pendergast, Rich Lord, Stanford Route in for Ted today. Good show so far. Big thanks to Kenneth Farrow joining us on the show. That was a lot of fun. That was fun watching the two Cougs chop it up out here, too. Is Stanford's mic on? Can you turn Stanford's microphone on? Or do you have the... Okay. I can't hear him. Yeah.
212.
Yeah, there we go. That's better. Yeah, if we put the lever up, it turns out the microphone works. All right. So that was a lot of fun having Kenneth Farrow out here.
Really was.
Stanford, this is a segment where, as you and I texted back and forth, yeah. I said, hey, Stanford, we have this segment where we make fun of stupid people doing stupid things. I didn't tell you this. A lot of times the stories wind up taking place in Florida for some reason. I don't know what state your story. I see on your phone. I don't want to snoop too much, but I see a mugshot on your phone. So, Rich, I think Stanford gets the gist of this segment. Yeah, yes. Now, Rich, why don't you go first?
I can do that.
And then Stanford can go. And then my story is actually a follow-up on a story I did yesterday, but not for all due respect. So, Rich, the floor is yours.
My story, for the second day in a row, for no particular reason, is about something that happened in my hometown of Brooklyn, New York. This one involves an Uber driver by the name of Ahmad El Boutari.
Okay.
Ahmad apparently was working on Saturday night and got a request for an Uber from a couple that was leaving the Pig Beach Bar in Gowanus, Brooklyn, and wanted to get an Uber over to Manhattan to party a little more in the East Village. The couple, Emma Peel and Alex Iovine, got in the back of Ahmad's Uber, and according to Emma, quote, we got over the Manhattan Bridge into the city. We're sitting on opposite sides of the back seat. At one point, we leaned over. We pecked a kiss very fast. 5 minutes later, the driver pulled the cab over and said, you should not do that. Do not do that. He started yelling at us that we were disrespectful and inappropriate and that he wants us out of his car. Bottom line is, this couple was kicked out of their Uber in mid-ride for stealing a kiss in the back seat. Did I mention that Emma and Alex are both women?
Oh, Ahmed was not down with the lesbian action.
Ahmed was not down with the lesbian action. He insisted in a video shot as they were being kicked out of the Uber that the kissing was, quote, illegal. Uber has since removed Al-Boutari's access to its app, saying it does not tolerate discrimination.
Is he driving for Lyft now?
The New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission has revoked his license.
Wow.
And I suppose the only way I can wrap this up is, with all due respect, two chicks making out in the back seat, that's a good thing.
Most guys drive around town hoping that happens, that they'll jump in. Yeah.
Are you Ahmad, seriously, it's 2018, dude.
Who among us hasn't nibbled on a Love Newton in the back of an Uber?
So, the Taxi and Limousine Commission spokesperson said it's 2018 in New York City. This isn't the way we live anymore. And
that is true. Don't they? In New York City, aren't there people walking around without shirts on? Like women walking around without shirts on. Didn't Bruce Willis's
like
daughter?
Like Bruce Willis's daughter.
Didn't she do that for a little while?
Was that rumor?
Yeah. Okay, this is where I was about to make a Rich Lord joke. I'm like, no, it was true. No, her name is Rumor. I get it. Ripe for puns. Because I thought New York's a very progressive city.
Yes, very liberal place.
If I drove a cab, I would put a I would put a sign in the back of the cab encouraging women to make out in the back of my
exactly.
cab. I would take those, like the little stick figures that they have on the front of a restroom. I would have two women ones, and they would have their faces would be glued together, basically.
I'd have treats for women who agreed to make out.
It would be the coolest, most progressive Uber of all time. All right, so Stanford, that's kind of how it goes.
Dumbass.
How do you feel on a scale of 1 to 10 about your story being dumbassery?
This story, and albeit this is my first time actually giving this story, but for me, this story is very entertaining.
Yeah.
And you can't make this up, what I'm about to tell you.
Perfect.
I'm like you, Rich. I'm encouraged.
Okay. So I'm not going to bury the lead. I'm going to go ahead and just give you the headline.
Okay.
Upset restaurant employee hires homeless man and stages robbery to teach boss a lesson.
He gets it, Rich.
Totally.
This takes place
The story was on my short list.
This takes place in Woodburn, Oregon.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So, I'm staring at two mug shots right here. Obviously, we're on the radio, so so you guys out there listening can't see the actual mug shot. It's a woman who's the employee and a man. Even though the woman slightly looks like...
She's got some manly tendencies. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture. Yeah.
John, you said it.
Rough,
yeah, that's okay. Okay.
So I'll go ahead and read the story. A disgruntled employee hired a homeless man and staged a robbery to teach her boss a lesson after he repeatedly sent his wife to open the restaurant while he stayed home. This is in the police report. Now, John Tran, 47, worked at Gina's restaurant in Woodburn, Oregon, where she opened up the eatery with the owner's wife, Chung, and actively she felt was unfair. It was not fair to make Chung work more and possibly dangerous. I guess maybe it's maybe not a well-to-do area, things like that. But obviously, the husband, who's the owner of the restaurant, he's sending his wife to go and open it up.
Seems a little lazy.
With one of his female employees.
And okay. Tran's got an issue with that.
Yes. To get back at her boss for not coming to work as often, Tran said she hired a homeless man from Portland to pretend to rob the restaurant while the two women were there alone. Tran had reportedly offered the homeless man, identified as Conan DeHutt, 36 years old, a cell phone and cash to pretend to rob the restaurant.
Oh.
Wow.
The two allegedly practiced the robbery to make it look as real as possible.
They rehearsed it.
Yeah.
I bet it didn't go well.
They handed him a script.
I bet it didn't go well.
In the practice, DeHutt was supposed to drag the owner's wife to the back of the restaurant and place a knife to her throat before Trent intervened with the money.
Okay. Is that what happened?
No, that's not. However, during the stage robbery, DeHutt tried to enter the restaurant from a different entrance, which Tran attempted to block. Once DeHutt forced his way inside, Tran placed money on the floor for him, which he took and then fled.
No knife, no dragging the lady to the back.
He went off
none
script.
Of that.
He just took
script.
The money and left.
Freaking guy went into business for himself.
That's what I would have done.
During the fake robbery, DeHutt cut Tran on the arm with the knife he was carrying.
Dumbass. I mean,
police were called to the scene after Tran claimed she was robbed at knife point.
I mean,
even
right
though she's
there.
The one that staged.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is right up there with asking a homeless guy to pull your rickshaw.
But hey, remember, this is 2018. Big Brother is always watching.
That's true.
And it's not like how it was back in the 90s or even in the early 2000s. Now there's always cameras. So,
oh boy,
she called the cops. Said that she was robbed at knife point.
She reported it like it was a real robbery.
Yes, because he wound up cutting her on her arm with his knife. So she goes, reports a robbery. After the investigation, officers discovered surveillance footage of Tran dropping DeHutt off behind the restaurant an hour before the robbery.
Oh, boy.
They were both arrested on attempted robbery and unlawful use of a weapon and menacing charge.
They're both in big trouble.
This is and Stanford, I didn't tell you this. Normally, we end these stories where we go, all due respect. That's what we call it, all due respect. We say, all due respect. And in this case, I would say, all due respect. They handed you a script. It's not a night at the improv. You don't go off script.
Yeah. But I mean, look, if you're a homeless person, you see some money on the floor, what are you going to do?
You're going to take it and
run. You're
going
to grab it and run.
No, you're right. You're
but,
right.
But she offered him money and a cell phone. I mean, I guess I get it. He's homeless, so clearly he doesn't have a landline.
Yeah.
So so she's offering him a cell phone, and obviously that's supposed to entice him. But
yeah.
You didn't think yeah. that the guy that seems a little seedy might actually double-cross
yeah.
him? That never crossed your mind. But with all due respect, I think they're both stupid. And no, they're right where they need to be.
There you go.
Perfect. Very appropriate.
Stanford Route gets this, all due respect. That was a great story. All right, mine comes from a story we did yesterday. Actually, it's not even a story. It was a viral video that we played audio of yesterday.
Right.
There was a video from back in 2016 that went viral over the last couple days. In fact, our guy Matt, our Pizza Lavino friend, Matty Zah.
Who's feeding us again.
Matty Zah is the one who sent me the link to this video on Facebook. I didn't credit him properly yesterday. I'll credit him to his face today. Terry Collins got into an argument with an umpire, and it was over Noah Syndergaard throwing at Chase Utley, a receipt from the year before in the playoffs. The situation's not really important. It's the audio itself that was the real show. We got to hear what it sounded like for Terry Collins to argue with an umpire who's doing his best to quell the situation.
Yeah.
And it went viral for some reason, even though it happened 2 years ago, went viral over the last couple days. To refresh, if you missed it, we played it at 5:30 yesterday. Here's what it sounded like.
Terry, get a handle. Come on, let's go. Talk to me.
Bobby, that's.
Then you talk to me about that.
I know, but you know.
Okay.
You got to give us a shot.
You know what?
You got to give
Terry,
us a shot,
okay,
Tom.
Listen to me and let me hear what I'm saying, okay? You get your shot. You had your shot right there in the situation.
Well, why
you
not?
You know the situation,
I
Terry.
Mean, why
okay.
don't you get a shot, Tommy?
Because that doesn't, that makes, Terry, that makes it worse.
I know it. But MLB did nothing to that guy. Nothing.
Okay, that I, Terry, I can't control that. You know as well as I know where I stand on the whole situation.
But you're better than that, Tommy.
No,
you
no,
know that.
Terry, listen, I'm telling you, our ass is in the jackpot now. Okay? Okay? That's what I'm just telling you. You know what? That's you got it. Okay, get it? You got everything out?
All right, so that was the audio. At the very end, you hear the umpire going, you got everything out? You good? Now go back to your dugout, basically. Apparently, according to BustedCoverage.com, Major League Baseball has spent the last 24 hours
yeah.
trying like hell to scrub that video from the internet.
Oh, we could probably get some money for that audio.
We yeah,
and
exactly.
maybe a cell phone.
We managed to retain it, yeah. Major League Baseball yeah. has been trying to scrub that video off the internet, to which I say, why? It's highly entertaining. And this goes to show you why the NFL and MLB are behind the times when it comes to stuff like this. They will go try to prosecute anybody who puts up video footage of stuff that happens in their league, while the NBA is like, put all the highlights up that you want.
They are claiming that their collective bargaining agreement with the umpires
yeah.
Doesn't allow for that sort of footage to be made available unless it's released
okay.
with their permission. And they're actively trying to track down who leaked the video.
Okay, well, all due respect, I'd never thought higher of an umpire than Tom Hallion
that was great.
In that video. I thought he did a tremendous job of trying to broker peace.
That was an intense interaction.
Yes,
right
yes, it was.
That was intense.
Apoplectic is how to describe
right.
Terry Collins.
Right.
And it's absolutely amazing to me. I mean, I thought I'd heard it all until I heard our ass is in the jackpot.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
Amy sent me a T-shirt. My girlfriend sent me a picture of a T-shirt that said something about our asses in the jackpot.
Really?
Yeah, and I forget. Now I don't remember what it meant. She had texted underneath it.
All right, well, I feel better that it didn't just like blurt out something that he didn't know what
yeah,
it meant.
Yeah, I feel good that my girlfriend's Googling metaphors that wind up on our show. It's like having a research staff. So there you go. All due respect. Stanford Route, kudos. Good job on your first.
Thank
all
you
due respect.
Excellent.
Hopefully it won't
Excellent.
Be your last. All right. Sean Pendergast, Rich Lord, Stanford is in for Ted. Coming up next, we had Deshaun Watson on the show yesterday at 5 o'clock. Does Deshaun Watson realize how much Houston loves him right now? And also, Deshaun had a few things to say about a couple of his teammates as mandatory minicamp wound up yesterday. So we'll hear some of the audio from our conversation with Deshaun Watson. John McClain is dropping by at 4:20 for the rest of the show. You're listening to the Triple Threat Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.